This is the Mason Vera Payne Show,
your go-to lifestyle podcast, covering everything from technology and gaming
to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond.
Brought to you from Chicago, USA,
with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, and thank you for tuning in. A few weeks ago, I was out shopping for a tripod, and needless to say, I was overwhelmed by all the products available. There are so many different tripods, and then there are monopods, and yet, where's the beginner's guide to tell you how to choose the proper equipment? So I figured it was time to educate myself and others about these types of equipment. Joining me is Director of Marketing at The Greatest Group, Matt Hill. Thanks for joining, Matt.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Could you tell me a little bit about The Greatest Group?
Sure. Greatest Group. It specializes in bringing great products to market. A lot of these, we have over 30 brands, and photo, video, lighting, audio, some consumer electronics and gaming. And we find and curate great products and then make sure that they are just right for the market and bring them to market. That's what we do. We make sure that people have the right things at an extraordinary price sometimes. And other times, we also have a lot of professional gear, too, for professionals. So it's hard to nail it down, except that we're focused on our customers having the products that they want at the quality they deserve.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of stuff you guys do. One of the things I've looked into was Oben. And what does Oben specialize in?
Oben specializes in tripods only, and primarily photographic tripods.
Okay, I looked on the site, and what is the purpose of a monopod? Like, if you have a tripod, why get a monopod?
A monopod is for when there's a couple of scenarios where you'd want to get a monopod. One is you don't have the room to carry the size or the weight of a tripod, but you need more stability than just holding a camera. So having one leg on the ground is better than zero by an order of magnitude. Another one is that some places you're not allowed to have tripods. It's by law, like in a lot of places in New York City, you can't put a tripod down, but a monopod is allowed. So it provides stability to make your footage or your photograph look more still or professional without having to go to great lengths, like getting like a gyroscope or something, which is expensive, heavy. You can't use it for a long time. And a third reason to have a monopod is they become very popular in video to do, let's say, like a push move where you might want to get some more expensive or heavy equipment like a slider. You can use a fluid video tripod head and a monopod and sort of push forward gently and get the same sort of movement of a piece of video with a moving camera without all the extra gear.
Okay. Another thing I noticed was weight. Now, why is the weight important when it comes to picking out a tripod or even a monopod?
Wow. There's so many answers to that. It depends on the person and what they're using it for. Let's say if you're an outdoor photographer and you're going backpacking, you are probably going to choose something that's carbon fiber over aluminum, because every ounce matters, and you're weighing everything that goes into your pack because it matters how far and how long you can travel. If you're a car photographer or you're gigging like a videographer and you're just driving to the location where you are and you're offloading from the curb and setting up right there, then the weight doesn't matter as much. You can have something that weighs more and oftentimes spend less because an aluminum tripod weighs more than a carbon fiber one. Yeah, and let's see, what are some other scenarios? A heavier tripod will provide more stability also. If you have a long lens, then you probably want to have a heavier tripod because it will absorb more vibration and therefore give you a sharper image.
You know, before you actually purchase a tripod or a monopod, should you look into the accessories into it, or is it just like, oh, I just need it for one thing and that's it?
That's a great question. I would look into your purpose. If you just simply need to take pictures that are sharper or to have like a static shot of video, then you might not need a lot of accessories. You just need for the legs to be stable and for the head to stay in place. But once your purpose becomes more specialized, you should definitely consider accessories, such as a fluid video head versus a standard ball head. Because a fluid video head will allow you to move the camera without it jerking around, creating a professional-looking shot for video. For photography, you almost never would need that. So in in short, the answer is yes, unless you have very basic.
Okay. You know, you talked about how carbon and aluminum alloy tripods like have a difference in weight, but is there any other difference? Because is one stronger than the other? I mean, should I take that into consideration?
Yeah, there's a lot of technical documents out there explaining the differences in durability or strain resist between them. Carbon fiber can be brittle. It will snap if you bend it too far. Aluminum will just keep bending and eventually just break, but it goes a lot further than carbon fiber. So carbon fiber can absorb some impact, but will just break at some point. So there's a trade-off there. It's about, I don't know, let's say ballpark 20% lighter when you get carbon fiber versus aluminum. The other difference is if you shoot out in the cold and you don't wear gloves, you'll know immediately which one's aluminum and which one's carbon fiber. Because when you touch the aluminum one, it will suck all of the warmth out of your hand, and your body will become chilled immediately. Carbon fiber does not do that. You touch it, and it doesn't matter as much because it's not subtracting heat from your body. So it doesn't take on the cold in a negative way.
Yeah, I learned the hard way. I was helping my cousin move one of his steel shelves in the middle of winter, and my hands froze. And I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, you know it.
You know, I noticed that there are different type of tripod heads that you can replace. Why does that matter? You know, should I always have like two or three different type of heads on my tripod, like, or just available to myself?
Most people will buy one tripod head and then use that until their needs change. The most common one is a ball head, and the ball heads come in varying sizes and weight requirements and friction abilities. You can lock down the friction separately from locking down the ball head itself. That's just, you know, different professional needs versus non-professional needs. Another type of head is called a pan-tilt head, still within the photography realm, which means you control the forward movement and the side-to-side movement separately. Instead of a ball head where it's all being changed at the same time. So if you want to make very precise movements in only one direction, say if you're doing architectural photography or technical photography or macro, you might want to get a pan tilt head to have that control. And then the third one we talked about before, which is a bit of fluid video head, is specialized for video so that you can pan and tilt without any stuttering motion. And the more you spend, the smoother the motion.
Okay. You know, I was looking into the tripods, and I couldn't really tell. Are there certain tripods specifically for, like, video cameras and certain ones just for, like, photography? Or are they, like, interchangeable?
They are interchangeable, but, yes, there are differences between them. And I'll explain. Typically, a photo tripod has a smaller, what's called a spider, up at the top. The spider is where the three legs come together, and the column is there. You don't need as much surface area for a photographic camera as you do a video camera, which usually has more weight, more accessories. And with a photo tripod, you level the tripod by moving the leg length up and down. With a video tripod, typically put the legs out and then use the this is where the difference comes in. There's usually a half pole at the top of a video tripod where you loosen that up, and then you can, in a very fine manner, without adjusting the leg, level out the top of the video camera, which is more crucial because if you're panning left or right, you want your horizon to be dead even.
Right.
So you pay more for that. And a lot of video camera tripods have double legs instead of single legs for even more stability. The stability also dampens vibration. Any vibration that happens gets absorbed by the two legs instead of one. And there's a specialty tripod called like a low boy, which gets very low to the ground and has very short legs too, which is very particular to filmmaking.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining me, Matt. I really appreciate you coming to explain, you know, about tripods and monopods.
My pleasure, Mason. I hope we come back again with that.
Thank you, Matt, for joining me. For more information about The Greatest Group, visit greatestgroup.com. That's GRADUSGROUP.com. Also, make sure you visit obn.com for their latest products. That's OBEN.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening.
Can't wait to hear more?
Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com.
That's MasonVeraPayne.com.
Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.